Lord, we thank you. We thank you for Zion. For you said that Zion is the city of the living God. And Lord, we come today to give you our Zion. Lord, that you might be exalted over the realms of Zion, over the realms of our soul. For one has said, I will arise, I will go above the shadows of the clouds. I will ascend into heaven. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation, and I will be like God. Lord, we want to say, oh God, we are not of that company that will submit to desire of the enemy. We say, Lord, you will be the king over Zion. You will rule over the reins of our hearts. That you will be the king of kings and the lord of lords. And you will be the God of Israel. And we will be your people. That we will be your hallowed and dedicated temple. Lord, we receive grace unto apostleship of grace and to the redemption of the soul. We receive grace, O God, that we might shake ourselves from the dust. That we might awake and put on our strength. For the Assyrian will no longer have access to the heights of Zion. For therefore we shall come and sing in the heights of Zion. We shall flow together for wheat and for wine, for oil and for the cup, and to the goodness of the Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for these showers of rain, of blessing, you know, even of your anointed, even this prophetic word. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. I have 15 minutes. I have 15 minutes. So 1 o'clock is our knock-off time. Amen. I remember when they said we should come to the radio and preach. And they gave us 30 minutes. I tell you, 30 minutes is a long time. Amen. I want to read from Colossians chapter 2. Chapter 2. That last song was prophetic. It said the tone, it opened up some things. Colossians 2:9 is a very important scripture. It says, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. Very profound statement. Well, to someone who's religious, it won't mean much to you if you are religious. But if you are not religious, you will see a lot. It's challenging. I just want to talk about the doctrine of Christ for the next few minutes. The doctrine of Christ. The doctrine of Christ. Because it's the foundation. But Brother was talking about the silver and the gold. It's God said you're going to purify it. And the church is the way we are today because we do not understand the doctrine of Christ. Now, what is the doctrine of Christ? Here it is, Colossians 2:9. For in your soul, that's what he's saying there. In your mind, in your emotions, in your desire, in your will, dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That is the doctrine of Christ. Everyone in Christ must have this testimony. And the Bible said that Jesus is the beginning of Christ. He's the firstborn of them that rose from the dead. By the way, Christ means those who have risen from the dead. If you are not going to resurrect, then you have no part in Christ. And resurrection means piece of experiences, all the things you are going through, you must overcome them. So the Bible says, "Thou will not leave my soul in hell, or suffer my holy one to see corruption." So Christ implies and means overcoming of death, of corruption, of carnality, of hatred, of bitterness, of carnality, of lust. The list is long. It's like the womb, that it's like the thing that covers the child in the womb has a matrix. Medically, it has a matrix, something that covers it. The child has to break out of that matrix, and when he breaks out of that matrix, it becomes born. Everyone, every soul that comes to the world comes under a covering of carnality, of death, of corruption, of sin, and so on. And every soul must break out. And it is when you break out, you become a firstborn. And that is when your priesthood begins. Do you understand? So priesthood is not this wearing dress, forget it. It is in the spirit. And it is a function of what you do about your condition, about your nature, about your nativity. Amen. Because the sum total is that God must dwell bodily. Amen. That is the doctrine of Christ. I don't know if you can understand English. I can take it again. I can keep saying it until my time is up. I can't sit down. That is the beginning, the middle, and the end of the matter. The fullness of the Godhead. In call your name, your name. And that means your mind, your emotions, your desires, your will, everything. You see, when you talk about, you say, "God, be thou exalted over the earth." Do you understand what you're talking about? Do you know the earth is the mind? Is the mind. God must rule over the mind. God must rule over the dimensions of the mind. Yesterday I was talking about the dimensions of the mind. God is not interested. Can I? Is this writing? Don't have your marker. Yes, yes, I have one myself. Okay. Yesterday I was talking about the mind. Okay, yes. That is the earth. The mind is the earth. The mind is man. And brethren, that is the cross of the issue. Amen. God must rule over the earth. And the mind speaks of your knowledge. It speaks of your understanding. Or your intellect. Your logic. This is about your conscience. This is can mark it as many times as possible. And the wisdom. This is the earth. Amen. This is the game. And God must rule. The fullness of the Godhead must dwell in the regions of the mind. The mind has the emotion attached to it, the way you feel. It has your desire attached to it, and then they have your will. But this is the main, this is you. Everything you have done and you will do and that you did in the past is from the mind. And God says, "I will dwell over the earth." Hallelujah. So when he says the fullness of the Godhead bodily, he's speaking about the mind. The mind is the body. The Bible says to every seed, God gives it a body. The body you have, God gave to you to express your mind. And the mind itself is a body for the spirit. Don't you understand? This mind is the platform God has given so that the spirit can express itself. So that God himself, who, that comes into your spirit, when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, can express himself through your mind, through your emotions, and your desire, and your will. The emotions is not for say I love you, you don't love me. I hate you, you don't hate me. Those are things that are going out of use. Desire that is rising are going beyond the areas of hatred and bitterness, because you know the mind is the dwelling place of God. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The church is rising. The church is rising. If you don't know, the church is rising.
Amen.
There is a new generation coming on the scene. We're not going to be bound by all these walls and divisions and this. Forget it. The Bible says that the church met from house to house. And that's the end of the matter. Amen. If there's a public place for the church to meet, to meet there also. The church can meet on the road. You can meet anywhere. That is platform. God is not interested in that. This is the game. God is interested in the mind. God is a spirit, and they that worship him will worship him where? God dwells at that realm. You see, we have reduced man to location. Yeah? The woman of Samaria said, my church is bigger than your own. My own is in Jerusalem, where it's in Samaria. Your own is in Jesus, said, forget it. That's old story. If you are here, you are doing Jerusalem and Samaria, you are what? Old story. The church has moved on. Say, the time has come, and now is when they that worship God worship him where? God is interested in you, your mind. Hallelujah. He told him, look, I will make a new covenant. I will put my law where? In their mind. I don't have time to get into it. When you see, I will put my law in news. The word is N-O-U-S. This is, everybody knows. This is the generic Greek word for mind, thoughts, perception, awareness. That's where God is going to. He said, I will put my law there. Hallelujah. The devil has, for a long time, cheated us, given us cock and bull stories. That's why these children, they don't know God. Because they come here, they are watching you. See, this is not exciting. Excitement. How can you talk of it? God said, I will take you to a land of flowing with what? Milky and honey. God said, I will take you to a land of milky and honey. I said, God, I want that milk. There is a milk in God. There is a sweetness and excitement in God. I want it. Hallelujah. Say, at that fullness of what? Pleasures forever. The reason is that we are not hungry. We are full. We are idle. Our hearts have grown cold. I was hungry at the time. I used to run to fellowship. When I talk of fellowship, I run. The first person there on the seat. No, fellowship will start then. After 2 hours, then we can see what they are doing. Amen. Then we can see what brother is doing. Let's see what he will preach again today. It is a sign of death. See, you have a name that you are alive. But what's going on?
Dead.
No hunger for God. No appetite for God. But God is giving us another chance. If you don't know, I know it. Somebody say, first fool is not fool. It is the second fool that is what? Same, you proper foolish. I will not be in that category. Amen. Now, look at what God did. Adam, the first Adam. Genesis chapter 1. What did he do? He said he took the clay. What did God do with the clay? God entered the clay. Don't you understand? God emptied himself into the clay. He said he breathed. God checked the word. That Hebrew word breathe means there was a life, there was a river that flowed into the clay. That river did not stop. It continued to flow. God can satisfy the desires of my emotions. When I watch football, I'm watching the football because my emotions are involved. Don't you understand? I don't watch matches since then. Since my favorite player, Pete Sampras, stopped playing tennis, I don't watch tennis anymore because I don't feel any emotion. Those boys, I don't know who they are. If it was Pete Sampras, I would sit down 5 hours, I'm watching tennis. My emotion was involved in it. And everything you do it because of your emotions. That's it. The food you eat it because of your emotion eating. Everything, whether it's sexuality, anything you do because of your mind and you are that. Hallelujah. And God says when we bring offering, we bring the lame, the halt, and to him. We come to church and see that our carcass, our mind are in this. We are cooking at home. That church is over. Amen.
Amen.
You don't go to church, you are church. Don't you understand? You are church. You are church. Because I said, Jesus told them, said, look, this one is going down. He said, in 3 days I raise it up. Say, you, mad boy. He said, no. He spoke of what? The temple of his body. That's what happened to Adam. God breathed into him. God came into the clay. And he said, I will walk in them and talk in them. And they will be my people. Don't you understand? That happened to the first Adam. The second Adam, you know what happened? When Jesus was coming, the same thing. He said that this is the Christ. He says, in him I am well pleased. And in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead. That's the doctrine of Christ. Bodily. Everybody knows. Anybody that is anybody in the Bible knows. That when you think of the temple, you think of your soul. You think of your mind, your emotions. The devil got into church very, very early. He went and changed the Bible schools. He built Bible schools. He wrote the Bibles and began to preach. And the first thing they told us is that, no. You cannot be like God. You cannot be like Jesus Christ. You cannot be like... That's not true. That's not what the Bible says. He said that we shall be what? Joint. Yesterday I drew the list. The soul has 4 operations. One of them is that the soul must be in a place of dominion or of servitude. And the Bible says, on the day of atonement, there shall be no more servile work. In other words, it's a time for every prisoner to be set free. And in Egypt, there was a day in which the prisoners were set free. It was midnight. And you know, in God's prophetic calendar, we are going into the time of midnight. We are coming to the time when anybody who wants to overcome sin can overcome sin. Anybody who wants to overcome tradition can overcome it. Anybody who wants to be free can be free. Because Bible said that where sin did abound, what happened? There are men today who are giving their mind to the devil. They are called the Illuminati. And they are spreading. In the music, see all these young people? They know more than you. Beyonce, you know them, Jay-Z, all those guys, they are full-time Illuminati. Their minds are given over to the devil. And they say they are the illuminated ones. You are in darkness. But we know better. Amen.
Amen.
As darkness is increasing, there are also a group of men who are also increasing in light. Because at midnight, God will call his son out of Egypt. Don't you understand?
Yes.
So you are looking around. Darkness is increasing in the earth. That should give you an idea that light is also increasing in some people.
Yes.
The question is, are you among those people? You might be among those who are at ease in Zion. Who said the Lord shall not do good, Zion shall he do bad. In Babylon, they had settled and built, and they said, let's go back and build the temple. Say, which temple? That matter is over now. God has forgotten us. But some people knew that 70 years are appointed. And that the 70 years have come and gone. And brethren, I want you to know that that 70 years have come and gone. Because the Bible says that 70 days are appointed for the holy city. This is the holy city. Don't you understand? It says 70 years are appointed to make an end of sin. Sin begins in the mind. God says, fine. I will go to that mind. I will put my law in the mind. I will write it upon their hearts. And I will take away their sins. Amen. He said, they shall not need to say to his brother, know the Lord, because they shall see me. See, there's a place where this mind has been in darkness. But God is opening their mind.
Amen.
Paul prayed that the eyes of the understanding light. You see, as I'm seeing you here, you can see God. This mind has the ability to know God, to hear God, to understand God, to be able to receive light, to say this is wrong, and have the power to say, I will not do it. Paul said, the things I don't want to do are the things I do. Don't you understand? It's a conscience. It is weak. And that is that man can never, this soul can never go to the throne. It will never have the opportunity. It cannot have the capacity. Don't you understand? This is the predicament of man. Paul said, the things that I don't want to do, I do. The things I want to do, I do not. Say, oh, wretched man. They say, thanks be to God. Hallelujah. That I, with my mind, serve the law of God. The law of God is in the mind. This mind is in the realm of law. Don't you understand? There is a law in man. He said that the Gentiles who did not know of God, how will God judge them? He judged them according to the law of their conscience. The law of the mind. So God, in that, God is visiting you and writing his law. Nobody needs to tell you know the law, because there is a revelation of Christ that is unfolding daily to you. Don't you understand? That is what God is doing today. So there is a new people arising. There's a new church arising. There is a coming out of the coming out. Don't you know what's going on? There's a new coming out. It's not geography. It's not to carry your bag. I go to the next video. Say, I just forget it. It is a coming out. The Babylon, this darkness must come out. There's a darkness that's taking over the realms of the mind of man. You must throw it out. When they went to the promised land, they found it occupied. The Amorites were there. The Amorites speak of the mind. They are mountain dwellers. Don't you understand? They are mighty dwellers. They are spirits that occupy the realms of the mind. They say they have chariots, walls of iron. How are you going to overcome them? And they saw the big man, Sihon and Og. Sihon and Og speaks of the emotions and the desire. Don't you understand? Sihon means circle. What's the other one? Og means circle. The other one means temper. The first thing you must overcome is your emotions and your desires. Because when they overcame, they entered the promised land. And the Bible says that the man that has no control over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. So he that has control over his own spirit is bigger and stronger, of more value than he that takes a city. You understand God's weight? The weight is what you do in your mind. So the church needs to sit down and get to work. He says, some people say, oh no, we are big men, we are from Ephraim. He says, no problem. Sit down and go there and drive out all the people there and take it over. So this is the time God is saying we must possess our possession. What are these possessions? They are the realms of our soul. Every man must possess his own soul, his own vessel in righteousness. There are some spirits from our grandfathers. Nobody has talked to them since you became a Christian. They are there. Every day you are making them stronger. Every day you are serving them. They cause the soul to function in particular ways. The Bible calls it the mark of the beast and the worshipping of the beast. See, this beastly nature, it carries the woman. It supports different spirits and gives it life. But God is saying we must not worship the beast. We must not receive the mark of the beast. That is the basis upon which the first resurrection is measured. What you do about the soul, what you do about the beast, is what determines if you are part of the first resurrection. It has nothing to do with crusade and all. Those things are good, but there is a measurement that we don't yet have. So we need to rewrite our Christian walk and our Christian theology. We need to look inward. That's where the action is taking place. The devil wants you to look outside. See your brother, he's your enemy, forget it. My enemy is where? It's right within. There is a man that must be dethroned. There is a kingdom that must be broken down. There's a giant living in the soul, emotion. It's like a lion. It must be tamed. You see, the lion will eat grass like the ox. Don't you? This is it. Isaiah 11. The lion will behave like the ox. It's be tamed. Don't you understand? God can change you and change me. And that is the calling we are called. So when he says the fullness of the Godhead dwelling bodily, it's real. That is the weight of the matter. God wants to dwell in my thoughts, in my emotions, in my desire. Somebody must die. And I'm that candidate for death. Amen. So we thank God for this time. My time is up. For this time of sharing with you, and I believe I hear we're going to have another time in February, is it not? Hopefully, if the Lord wills, and then we can instead of 15 minutes, we can have a few more time, and then we can get into the teaching of God. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Well, we have to go.